There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud we heard the screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we looked down on the street to see who she was screaming at.
Hey guys, this is Adrian again with the More Tech Today podcast. Can you believe it? It's episode 2, and I'm just happy I'm doing something that's very, very exciting. Just like I promised you last week, it's going to be a little bit more organized this week. We're going to go over a couple things. I'm going to tell you some things about me, what's going on in my life right now. Some news. Had somebody pester me last week that I didn't talk enough about iPhone. So we're definitely going to run that down and some of the latest rumors and some people say confirmed specs, but none's been confirmed yet. We're going to have this what's streaming, tell you what I'm looking at on Netflix and Hulu Plus, and I have an app of the week that we're going to do. It's going to be a Windows Phone app, so next week we'll have Android and iPhone. It's just I hadn't really been on my iOS or my Android devices this past week, so I'm not really looking. Tell you about a little bit about what's going on with me right now. As some of you guys may know, I started my business. It's a cell phone repair business in here in Vicksburg, Mississippi, about 2 weeks ago. It's been quite slow. I've been having phone calls come in now, but you know, it's not as fast as I would like it to be, but it's progressing. So that's going to be good. I'm trying to get everything set up so I can run it as efficiently as I possibly can. It's a little, well, let's just go into a little something real quick. Early on in life, I had some financial difficulties, and my credit isn't optimal. And trying to start a business like this with small business and bad credit is not an easy thing. It's very, very difficult. If you have good credit, keep your credit good. But I know sometimes like unemployment and things like that happens to people. I definitely understand that. So what happened with me was I decided to make a business plan. I spent $20 on this online site to scope the business plan, and it wasn't helpful at all. If I have any piece of advice, is don't pay somebody to get your business plan. It is not worth it. There's too many other free alternatives that are just as good around you. So, but we'll get to that. So I paid $20 and I spent a month on this plan. Spent a month on it. And I took it to a regional bank in this area, and I was like, yeah, you know, I made my pitch. They were excited. Yeah, this is something we really want to do. But and that's the most important thing, is that when you are going to get funding for your business that you're trying to start, especially startups, nothing else matters except your credit score. Well, not nothing else, but you can have everything right, great plan, great financials, great projections, everything settled, everything down to the T. If you have a bad credit score, it's over. It's done. Whatever you wanted to do, it's done as far as getting funding from that bank. So I went in there, gave a great proposal in my opinion, and I was denied. So, okay, let's go back and lick my wounds. Oh, it's over. But, you know, I can't let that get me down. This is my business. This is how we're going to make it. Let's try something else. So I went on looking for different things. Went to the SBA website and it said to go see my local small business development center. And I would definitely say that if you're a small business, this should be the first place you go. I got so much help from my local small business development center. They will take you, they'll look at your plan, they'll help you with your plan, they'll go through and set up your financials, they'll help you set up your legal structure, they'll do everything they can for you for free. No money involved, except for, you know, if you got to file your business with your respective state and things like that. I mean, but that's, they don't take the money. You're paying that to the state. So they helped me with my business plan. I was able to get my $20 back from that website. And they're like, huh, they have like maybe 40 or 50 with the one I have. I had like 40 of different business plans that, you know, these have worked less. This is what the structure is good. We just have to critique them and not critique, but tweak them to fix to fit into your particular business. So we did that and they set everything up and, you know, they kind of, I wanted to go, hey, let's go storefront. You know, that's the only way I can make it. They're like, no. You know how many people that come through here that want a storefront, get a storefront. And a year later, they aren't in business because it made a lot of sense. You know, do I want to spend in the beginning $600? Now, mind you, if this is a business, you can run out of your house. Restaurants, of course, you can't run out your house. It's health violations, things like that. But cell phone repair, you can go meet somebody somewhere and get the phone that way. But wouldn't you rather spend $600 towards, I don't know, inventory or however much it is? Some places are $15,000, $25,000, $3,000 a month. So wouldn't you rather spend $1,000 on inventory and advertising, getting your name, getting your brand, and getting out there? So I was like, okay, you know, that makes sense. Also, a place that I've gone to, and we're closing right now on the loan, is a company called Accion. I think I'm saying that right. It's Accion. They are a micro lending institution in America, and they kind of take risk on people who, one, may not have the best of credits here, right here. Two, they might, people that the banks don't see as, I'm not saying viable, but let's say if you wanted to do, I don't know, a restaurant, but you don't need $1 million. You can open one up with 10 or 25,000. You know, most banks aren't trying to go after that small money. But this is not me being bitter. I've talked to a couple bank managers, and this is what they tell me. They rather invest in the big money and the $1 million loan to get more back instead of a $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 loan. But that's what Accion steps in and does that. So, you know, we're closing on the loan right now. That's going to help out a lot. So I know that's a lot, but that's what I'm doing right now. I'll keep you guys up to date as things come along. Okay, so next is news, and the only thing I'm going to cover here is going to be the iPhone. It's getting close. I know it's getting close. So we're just going to talk about some rumors with the iPhone. The first one is the 4.7-inch iPhone 6. First of all, I don't think it's going to be called the iPhone 6. I was to bet my money, I think it's going to be called something like iPhone Air or something like that, since, you know, the new iPad wasn't called the iPad 6 or something like that. It was called Air. So maybe they're going to go along that whole thing and stick with the whole Air thing, I think. But the 4.7-inch, to me, sounds like the more logical size if they were going to go up a size on the phone. But still, size has always been something Apple's been fighting against. You know, I don't know if it has to do with, you know, they like a certain way their phone looks, or I don't know why, but 4.7-inch, I can see that. Now, the second one is the 5.5-inch. I might have to eat my words in a month or two, but I don't see Apple going that huge. 5.5-inch iPhone, that's a big jump from what they currently are doing right now. If it happens, you know, we'll wait to see. But a 5.5-inch iPhone, yeah, I don't know about that. The display, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a YouTuber out there. It's one of the people I like to follow. His name is MKBHD. And somehow he got his hands on a supposedly iPhone 6 Sapphire display. And just like I told you last week, you know, I've seen Sapphire before on the Caterpillar phone. So he has a video out where he pretty much bends. He puts his foot on it and bends it. It bends back pretty far. And he takes a pocket knife and stabs the heck out of it. And just to show that Sapphire is a really durable material. As you know, iPhone 5, 5S, 5C already has Sapphire on it. Not the display, but on the lens. On the camera, the back camera anyway, is made out of Sapphire. So it's already on the current iPhone, just not on the screen. Because when I first saw it, it was said if they put a Sapphire display on a phone, it would be, it would add about $600 to the cost of the phone on top of everything else. So it would be very expensive. So to me, 2 years ago, I think Apple bought a Sapphire manufacturer. So maybe they've worked the price down enough where it makes sense for them to put a Sapphire display on it. But the thing about this video you have to remember is it's just a display. It's just the front glass. It's not added the extra weight and everything on there. Because once you do all that, drop it in on, you know, it's glass. So I definitely think that it can break. It definitely will be a lot harder to break, but definitely can break. A lot of people are saying that, another rumor is that they have a new chip. It's the A8 chip, a 2.6 gigahertz chip that, if it is true, would be a major improvement for Apple, because Apple hasn't really been worried about having the biggest quad core. So it's something that powerful lets me know that something big might be coming down the pipeline as far as in the future, you know, maybe not this generation of iPhone, but maybe a more vigorous iOS system. Not saying that iOS isn't vigorous, it's just they have their own thing. They do their own thing, you know. All right, so another rumor is the battery. As you know, if you own an iOS device or iPhone, well, not iOS device, but an iPhone, the battery is the weakest part of the phone. They have made improvements. I know the last iteration of the iPhone, people didn't think it was an improvement, but it was an improvement on battery. You got a lot more power out of the iPhone and you didn't lose any battery, which you got to think. Just think, if you put a bigger engine in your car and you're able to keep your same gas mileage, that would be tremendous. You get more speed, but the same gas mileage, even though it was still small. So people are saying that it could be from 1900 milliamp hours for the 4.7 and 2100 for the iPhone 5.5 inch Air is what I'm calling it. And some people are even claiming they can get as high as 2400 milliamps, which for iPhone users is a plus. For Android, I think the Note 2 may have had 25. Don't quote me on that. Another rumor is that the iPhone Air, or 6, is going to be NFC capable. I could see this, and then I could see it not happening. I could see this because if you looked at the developers conference, they are now allowing apps to speak through each other. You still have to go through Apple to talk, but you still speak through each other. So if they could do like they did with the fingerprint scanner, just to keep everything on the phone, I don't see why they shouldn't have NFC, because it's not, you can open yourself up to more things. Just like the ISIS mobile wallet. If you don't know what ISIS is, ISIS mobile wallet is an app in your phone where you can use your phone to, you can load money to it or connect a bank account or credit card to it. And anywhere they have this symbol, if you go to McDonald's, most McDonald's have it. If you look at the credit card, where you swipe your card at, you'll see a little block on top, and it has a hand with a phone. It has like three waves coming from it. That's the symbol for PayMobile. Like if you have an RFID card, RFID chip on your credit card, you can tap it and go. And the same thing with your phone. That would make that a lot simpler. And as far as trading between iPhones and other type of devices like Android and Windows devices, that would be awesome. Will they do it? That is yet to be seen. I don't know. So another rumor is that it's going to run Category 6 LTE. What's Category 6 LTE? I'm glad you asked. Category 6 is the next generation, the true next generation of mobile speed as far as internet speed. Everybody's familiar with 4G LTE, and then you got this 4G LTE Plus, which I guess that's maybe the next, you know, the current now. There's only a couple markets that have this new super fast Category 6. And the only place I really know that has it and are using it is South Korea. So it's just a faster internet that could reach up to speeds of 300 megabits per second. That is insanely fast. Just think of right now, I think the max on 4G LTE is 150 megabits per second. So yeah, that is extremely fast. Here's a rumor that I don't really know why. Well, I know why. You know, that they're saying that you get headphones with your iPhone. So now since they bought Beats, you don't get these Beats quality headphones, which that's not a rumor that's too far off base. I could definitely see that happening. If not the earphones, then they would put Beats is not only headphones, they have a equalizer pretty much. If you look it up, there's some YouTube videos on it. Again, MKBHD has a good one. Check that out. Basically, what the equalizer does is it takes the parts that people really like, which are the lows and the highs, and amp them up, and takes the mids and reduces them. So it's like a bell curve, but upside down. So it makes some real low. So you put those headphones on, get those real low lows and those real high highs, but the mids kind of get muted out a little bit. It's still a good sound, but if not the headphones, you could definitely see the equalizer there. I think that's it. iOS 8, we talked about that last week. I really don't think there's going to be much difference, much change in that. A lot of people are saying that, hey, maybe we're going to see a smartwatch. I doubt it. I know that during the developers conference, they made some announcements about improved health tracking and things like that. I don't see Apple getting to that anytime soon. Maybe a couple years in the future. But right now, I don't see them doing anything like that. Improve Siri would be nice, because Siri did improve the last iPhone that came out. It's better, but it can definitely get better. If it could act more, in my opinion, like an assistant, then if I tell it to do something, I want it to respond and do it. And it's Siri is, it has, as far as the personal aspect of it, it's really good with that. But as far as if somehow they can take Google Now and Siri and put them together and take the bad parts off Siri and the bad parts off Google Now, you would have a beast of a digital assistant. And that's what Windows saying they're doing with Cortana, but we'll see about that. I think that's all the iPhone rumors I'm going to do. That's going to be it. All right, so it's time for What's Streaming, where I tell you what I'm currently watching, well, in the last week or so, on my streaming. So one thing, as you may know, is I love anime. And I kind of went away from this, and I got back into it recently. I only watched half the episodes, but Sword Art Online is a very good concept. See, with animes, it's very easy to get bogged down into the same routine. It's two types of anime that I do not like: sports animes and most mech animes, because they're kind of, if you saw one, you see them all. Now, it goes to say that they have some very exceptional ones in both categories, but Sword Art Online is really good. It's about these kids that have this new, it's a new type of video game. It's called Nerve Gear. You put it on your head, and somehow the programmer, everybody's trapped in there. If you get out, we're gonna kill you, or you're gonna die, and things like that. And it just goes through that whole thing that these people are stuck in this game in real life, and the only way to get out of it, they have to beat the whole entire game for anybody to be released. It's a very interesting concept, and that one, I think that was on Netflix and Hulu Plus, and maybe on some other platforms, but those are the two I have. So another thing I've been watching is The Killing. The Killing is, I have a love-hate relationship with The Killing, because when I was looking at it when I was on my friend's house and watch it on AMC, it was so drawn out. That first season is just very slow, and it's a very, it gets to the point where it's annoying that it's so slow. And you get to the end, it's like, oh no, next season was still gonna be on the same murder. Oh no. But the second season, they did improve it a lot. I mean, yeah, that first half, it was still, wasn't as slow as it was the first season, but it had a slow build, and then it started getting quicker and quicker, and then it was a good, the second season was very, very good. I'm maybe two or three episodes into the third season right now, but The Killing is a very, very good show. Basically what it's about, the first season anyway, it's about a teen who gets killed, and they're just investigating her death. I'm not gonna give too much away, but they're investigating her death, and it's a lot of twists, a lot of turns in it, so I like that. Tell you something that I didn't expect to like, but I have a 2-year-old daughter, and she gets me and my wife's devices, and she goes through and goes to the kids section and picks out different shows and starts watching them. So she starts watching this show called Peg Plus Cat. Basically, it's a show for kids that teaches them about math, but they do it in the most entertaining way that I've seen a kids show do it in a while. They try to teach them without making it boring and like it's a chore. Like, hey, you know, 2 + 2, what's that? You know, they have some really good songs. They hit pretty much all the genres, and it's a very good show. As an adult, I'm very entertained by Peg Plus Cat. It's really good. Really, really good. And how do I know that a kid show is good? If she goes out the room and I'm still there watching it, it's good. I'm like, oh yeah, hon, you can go and go ahead and go play. You know, daddy will watch it. It's fun. So it's a really good show. And as you know, I love my true crime shows. So One I do like is Nightmare Next Door. It's just like any other true crime show. True crime, for it to be a show, something tragic has to happen. I do understand that, but that just to know that evil people don't win is the main reason. You know, hey, you did something horrible to this person. We're not going to forget them, and we're going to. To me, it's an embarrassment that, hey, you know, for I did this awful thing, and now I get caught. We're going to show you how stupid you were, and why you got caught. So, Nightmare Next Door, it's on Netflix, and that's something I do like a lot. I have two apps of the week that I like. One, it's going to be, it's weird because I used to use this app a long time ago, and it's the BlackBerry Messenger app. It finally came to the Windows phone. As you know, Windows isn't the quickest to add the apps. That's, well, now they are. They're adding like 10,000 a month. But the BlackBerry Messenger app is everything you liked about the BlackBerry Messenger app of the past in the Windows phone. You still get access to the enterprise, you know, that security that BlackBerry is famous for, which I know this, but we're going to get off topic, but I have to say this. BlackBerry are their own worst enemy because they, to me, took a Kodak approach. You know, Kodak, they were the king of photo, king of film forever. And they didn't switch over to digital fast enough. That's why Canon and Nikon and Olympus are on top now, because Kodak was too slow to change. And when they decided to change, it was too late. Instead of fail, they took their company to something different. They're pretty much a patent house now. They have a bunch of patents, and that's how they make the bulk of their money. But to say all that, they could have still been king if they didn't stop innovating. Just like I said last week, is that what kills most companies is getting comfortable. Hey, I'm the big dog on the block. Ooh, I don't have to do anything. Ooh, innovation. Oh, we're just going to do the same thing we always done. And that's not good. So BlackBerry, I'll probably do something next week on BlackBerry, but they're their own worst enemy right now. They're trying, but we'll go through some things on BlackBerry next week. And the next thing is Uber. Uber, if you don't know, is the app where you can text. Oh, not text, but you can call they're kind of cabs. You call somebody for a ride, and they'll take you to anywhere you need to go, just like a taxi cab. The thing about Uber is it works on the supply and demand aspect. So different times of day, depending on the weather and traffic conditions and things like that, the price changes. So you could take a taxi when it's real cheap, or it could be, heck, $40-$50 every mile or so. It's a really good app. I know that most people know about it, but you know, you call a car up, you have your credit card information already in there. At the end of the ride, you know, they send, hey, this is how much they owe, I guess, whatever they do on the back end. And you give them a review, and they can review you also. So it's a really good app. Well, that's it for this week. Catch me every Tuesday with the podcast. Make sure you download it, subscribe. You can also follow me on Facebook. Just go look for AR Tech. You'll see me there. Or you can look for me, Adrian Reddick. Friend me, I'll friend you back. You can also go to Twitter at @the_ARTech and Instagram at @the_ARTech. And you can get me on Google Plus. Or you can get me on my YouTube channel, which I know I promised a video last week. You will get a video on YouTube this week. But guys. It was nice having you. And as always, peace.
So many of us hate ourselves but never shout in rage. We never get to hold a mirror. We never turn the page. And I'm lucky I've got people who'll hold me in the night. And I'm lucky that you love me, and I'm glad we never fight. And I'm lucky that I like myself, but late at night I doubt.